On a tour of Lake Sonoma near Geyserville, I met Marty Ralph. He's the director of the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography in La Jolla. He's most known for his work studying atmospheric rivers, or ARs.
So an atmospheric river is typically about 500 miles wide and a couple thousand miles long. And if you slice across it from one side to the other and add up how much water vapor it's transporting horizontally, it on average is about 25 times the equivalent of the Mississippi River. So like 25 Mississippis worth of water.
These aren't your average rainstorms. For a storm to be considered an atmospheric river, scientists take into account both the amount of water vapor and how the wind moves it through the sky.
An atmospheric river carries a lot more water vapor than an average storm. And California's annual precipitation varies dramatically from year to year. And most of that variation comes because of whether there are more or less atmospheric river storms. A typical year will have on the order of a dozen or 15 ARs hit Northern California, each one lasting about a day. And that'll typically add up to about half of the annual precipitation for that part of the state.
In other words, they are crucial for California's water supply, filling our reservoirs with water and ensuring snowpack in the mountains. At the time Ralph and I spoke at Lake Sonoma, there wasn't a single cloud in the sky, much less any atmospheric rivers about to make landfall. But last weekend, the California coast was battered with rain. The storms of February 2nd and 3rd were the first ever to be ranked using the scale that Ralph and other researchers have been working on developing for years. They just went public with it on Tuesday. The scale ranks atmospheric rivers from 1 to 5, 1 being weak and 5 being catastrophic.
It's really important to know where an AR is going to hit because the AR is typically bigger than an entire watershed in California. And if the AR misses the watershed doesn't get much precipitation. If it lands on the watershed and stalls there, it can end up as a flood. So the position and intensity forecasts of ARs are very important.
These scales also tell us whether or not the atmospheric river is good for our water supply or a danger to public safety. A weak AR is categorized as primarily beneficial, while a moderate one will be both beneficial and hazardous. A Category 5 is primarily hazardous. Ralph says we could start seeing higher intensity storms due to climate change.
With the changing climate, science has shown that it looks like there'll potentially be a few more ARs, and some of them might be stronger. The thing is, though, that the regular storms might not be so productive. So it's like there'll be more dry days, and the wet days, a few of them are going to be wetter. So we end up with maybe the same precipitation over the course of the year, but more of it comes in a few strong storms, ARs, and there are a lot more dry days in between. The strength of those few strong AR storms is a subject of debate. The main thing that's going on is that the warmer atmosphere can hold more water vapor, and so an atmospheric river can carry more water vapor because the air is warmer. And we think that's going to create a few larger storms than we're used to.
The new scale will help forecasters and emergency managers better prepare for incoming storms and warn the public about the possibility of major flooding and mudslides. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.